Now, he goes on and makes then this tremendous statement, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new. Now, let me change that word creature to creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I recognize that this verse is quoted a great deal today. I've heard it in testimony meetings. Someone quotes this verse, and they tell about their conversion. Now they no longer indulge in certain bad habits that they had before. And they consider that since they do not indulge in the bad habits, a fulfillment of this verse. Now, may I say to you, and I want to be very careful now, if you and I are a new creation in Christ Jesus, what are the old things that have passed away? Well, friends, the old things that have passed away, you remember we were talking about the bottom of the hill where all of us are as sinners? Now we have trusted Christ. Those old relationships have passed away. We're no longer identified with Adam. We're no longer identified with the world system. We are now identified with Christ. We've been baptized into the body of believers, and we belong to Him. These are the old things that have passed away, and the new things now are the new relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the thing that is important. Now, I want to be very practical about this. Let's get right down now where the rubber meets the road, right down to the nitty-gritty, friends. Somebody says, that's a wonderful verse. But how may I know absolutely whether I'm a new creation in Christ? Well, will you listen to what the Lord Jesus said? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death unto life. Now, do you trust him? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? You sure you have? Well, then, if you've trusted him, then what does he say to you? He has eternal life, and he's not going to come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. He said that. Do you believe him? All right, then, you're a new creation, aren't you? On the basis of experience? Well, I hope you have a little experience, but the basis is not on experience, but on what the Word of God has to say. You do not any longer belong to the old creation that fell in Adam. The new creation stands in Christ. And if you're in him, my friend, you're in him. Oh, you and I in the place of danger today, place of temptation, and we may fail. In many, many ways. But the wonderful thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed us. Now he's going to talk about that. He says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, I want you to look at this, what is known as the ministry of reconciliation. This ministry of reconciliation is actually God's call to lost men everywhere to come to him with all their sin, all their burdens, all their problems, all their difficulties, and be reconciled to him. Now, I want us to look here at this matter of reconciliation. It's used twice in this verse. It's used twice in the next verse. And it's used once in the next verse. And the last verse sums it all up, verse 21. So now we're in a very important section right here. And just for a moment, let's look at this, because this sets before us in a very wonderful way what the ministry of reconciliation is. Now, this ministry of reconciliation is very important. it's so important that we need to recognize today the place that it occupies. God has reconciled the world unto himself. Now, reconciliation is not salvation. It doesn't mean the salvation at all. Reconciliation here, it's a big word. It's a six-cylinder word. It means to change completely. And it's the ministry of changing completely. That means inside out, upside down, right side up. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Now, will you notice that there is the Godward side of reconciliation? All things are of God. He hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of changing completely. But who's changing completely?